From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Trinidad's Prime Minister responds to calls for early elections to be held. No foul play suspected in the blaze that caused millions of dollars of damage in Grenada's capital. And the London borough whose West Indian residents have been told you're the worst crime area in the UK. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The first of a series of planned marches by the opposition in Trinidad and Tobago to force Prime Minister Patrick Manning to call elections now took place today with no more than 150 people. Former Attorney General Ramesh Mirage, now leader of the minority Team Unity Party, started the walk from central Trinidad and ended in Port of Spain. There, Mr. Mirage thundered against Prime Minister Manning's government. The Team Unity leader reiterated that he will take legal measures to have Mr. Manning removed from office. Major opposition leader Basdio Pandey is also doing all he can to remove the man he says is illegally in office. BBC Caribbean Report asked the Prime Minister if he's going to be pressurised by the opposition to call elections.
And let us not allow the rantings and ravings of frustrated politicians to create anxieties among us. Let us look and see what happens. I don't know who will follow them, you know. We will do what we consider to be right and at the right time. Nobody needs to force us to do what we think is right. And if we think calling an election is